Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与各位弟兄姐妹大家同在。
This morning, the topic of sermon is the tears of the prophet.
今天早上讲到的题目是先知的眼泪。
Sometimes we cry.
有的时候我们会哭泣。
But why do you cry?
那你为什么哭呢?
Baby cries because they are hungry.
宝宝会哭可能是因为他们饿了。
Or maybe they need to change diaper.
或者是尿布要换了。
Children cries, maybe they fall on the ground or they are hurt.
孩子们哭了，可能是因为他跌倒，他很痛。
Well, adult cries because we are sad.
可是当一个大人哭，可能是他非常的难过。
But different reasons make us cry.
所以我们哭泣的原因有很多种。
Now, if you look at the Bible, recently we are reading the book of Jeremiah.
最近我们的读经进度来到耶利米书。
And hopefully we are catching up with the Bible reading schedule provided by the church.
那我希望大家都可以根据圣经教会的读经进度来读经。
One day, one chapter will grow your faith every day.
一天读一章，你就会在信心上有所长进。
When we read the book, we know the author is called Jeremiah.
如果我们读这本书，我们就知道这个人叫耶利米。
And that prophet is so unique in the Bible.
那这一位先知在圣经里是非常特别的。
Because he is called the weeping prophet.
因为他是被称为流泪的先知。
That he is, according to the Bible, he is the one that cried almost. We can say he cried the most.
所以从圣经上的记载来看，我们可以知道他是一个哭泣最多的先知。
Well, as an adult man, we don't want to show our tears in front of people a lot of time, right? Because tears or crying is regarded as a sign of weaknesses for a lot of people.
身为一个成年男人，通常都是不想要流眼泪给别人看，因为眼泪就代表你很软弱。
But sometimes, if you are willing or you are dare to cry, this means you are a person have emotion and you are very brave.
可是有的时候眼泪却能显示出一个人是那么的勇敢与真诚。
Because he is willing to express his emotion, he is willing to face himself and also face the fact.
因为他愿意用眼泪来释放他的情绪，他是勇于面对这个整个情况，还有勇于面对自己的。
But the reason of Jeremiah crying is different than most of us.
可是耶利米先知他哭泣的原因跟我们大部分的人是不同的。
So why does he cry?
那为什么他哭呢？
What is his tears for?
他的眼泪到底是为了什么而流？
So today we'll talk about a few points.
今天我们要来谈到几点。
First,The prophet, the man of God, Jeremiah, cried because he foresee the sin and the suffering of the people.
第一，耶利米先知他的眼泪是因为他预见了，看见了百姓的受苦。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 14.
我们先翻到耶利米书第十四章。
Jeremiah 14 verse 17.
十四章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 17.
耶利米书十四章十七节
，verse 17，
十七节。
Jeremiah 14:17. Let's read together.
耶利米书十四章十七节，我们一起读。
One, two, three.
You shall say to them this word. 你要将这话对他们说：愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，
night and day,
因为我百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤。
For the virgin daughter of my people is shattered with great wound, with a very grievous blow. Here Jeremiah told the people.
这里耶利米。告诉百姓
that why he is crying.
为什么他流泪?
Well, sometimes you cry not because of yourself.
有的时候我们流泪不是为了自己。
But because you see something happening to other people.
是因为你看见在别人身上发生的事情。
What did Jeremiah see?
耶利米到底看见了什么?
Well, he didn't only see present, but according to the Bible, he foresee the future.
他并不只是看到现在眼前的情况，而是他可以看见未来会发生的事。
Because prophet, according to the Bible, is called a seer.
因为先知在圣经里面说的就是先见。
A seer can see what normal people cannot see.
一个先见就是可以看见未来发生的事是其他人现在看不见的。
For example, what do we see here? We see now. We see the thing in front of us.
譬如说我们现在能够看见什么，当然就是摆在我们眼前的事情啦。
We see the present time.
我们看到的是现在。
For example, you see a person, you see, okay, this is the present state of this person.
譬如说你看见现在眼前这个人他所显现出来的情况。
You see this house, or you see this city, you look at, oh, very beautiful. Today, beautiful weather, nice house, nice city.
你看到这个漂亮的房子看见今天美好的天气。
But a person with a spiritual eyesight.
可是如果一个人他有属灵的眼光，
He can see what the people cannot see.
他可以看见人们看不见的。
Wow, Jeremiah already at that time when he spoke, he foresee that the people of God, the chosen people, are in suffering.
当时耶利米就已经可以看见未来百姓在受伤，在受苦。
Because the virgin daughter of my people is shattered with great wound.
他说他看见百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤，
with a very grievous blow,
是非常严重的伤害。
If a person being cut open, being pierced, being bitten, wow, when you see the person, you really feel sad for him or her.
当一个人受伤或是身体被切开流了很多的血，我们看见的人就会为他难过。
And then if you verse 18,
我们再来看18节，
it's more detail about what will happen to the people.
再来讲到更详细为什么百姓在这里受伤了。
Let's read together verse 18.
我们来读18节。
1, 2, 3. If I go out into the field, behold, those pierced by the sword. And if I enter the city, behold, the disease of famine. For both prophet and priestly, they trade through the land and have no knowledge. Wow. In a vision that Jeremiah saw, something really, really bad is going to happen to Jerusalem.
在异象里面，先知耶利米他真正看见百姓是如何受伤的。
That no one will believe that will happen.
没有人会相信这些事会发生。
Because at that time Jerusalem is a city with glory.
因为那时候耶路撒冷是充满荣耀的城市。
Where the temple of God is.
是神殿的所在。
They got a good city wall.
他们有很好的城墙。
They have a good bright history.
他们也有光荣的历史。
And a lot of food in the city.
在城市里面也有充满着很多的食物。
But Jeremiah saw, oh, this city is going to fall into the enemies.
可是耶利米看见这个城会落入敌人的手中。
People will die by the sword.
人们有被刀杀的。
And then a lot of people who didn't die for the sword will die of famine.
那没有被刀杀的可能会因为饥荒而死。
And they have a lot of diseases.
也有很多患病的。
Now you ask.
现在我们要问了。
Why a city of God somewhere...Promised by God, blessed by God, will end up like this.
为什么一个神的诚意是被祝福是被保护的会发生这样的事呢？
Shouldn't God be protecting a city called Jerusalem?
这样一个耶路撒冷城神不是应该好好的保护它吗？
What does the name of Jerusalem mean?
耶路撒冷的意思是什么呢？
Jerusalem means the city of peace.
耶路撒冷的意思就是一个平安的城。
Because Salam is original word mean peace.
因为 Salam 这个原文的意思就是平安。
So this is the city of God where the temple is.
所以一个神的诚意是神的百姓所居住的地方。
But why the city of peace has no peace?
那为什么这个平安之城没有平安呢？
Sometimes we have to think about this irony.
有时候我们要好好的想一想。
This is very ironic, 很讽刺啊。
这是很讽刺的。
People of God, but did not protect by God.
是神的百姓，可是却没有被神保护。
City of peace has no peace.
平安之城却没有平安。
And die of famine, die of sword.
会被刀剑、饥荒所灭。
At that time, Jeremiah already foresee this will happen.
这时候耶利米已经看见未来会发生这样的事。
The Babylon, city of Babylon, the country of Babylon will destroy Jerusalem.
他看见巴比伦未来会来毁灭耶路撒冷。
But most people don't see this coming.
可是当然百姓是看不见这些事情的。
But why would this happen?
为什么这些事会发生呢？
It is not because of God.
其实不是因为神。
It is not because God doesn't love the people.
并不是神不爱他的百姓。
It is because people departed from God.
而是因为百姓离开的神。
It is people that I don't want to worship the true God. I want to go to the idols.
是因为百姓他说我不想敬拜真神，我想要敬拜偶像。
I don't want God, you limit my life, you teach me what to do.
我不想要神告诉我该怎么做，并且限制了我的人生。
God, I don't want you to dictate my life.
我不想要你来控制我的人生。
I don't want to follow your instruction.
我也不想听你的话。
I want to be myself.
我想要做我自己。
I want to do whatever I wanted to do.
我想要做我自己喜欢做的事。
Go wherever you want to go.
去自己喜欢去的地方。
This is called sin.
这就是罪。
When a person chooses to depart from God,
当一个人选择离开神的时候，
Yes, it seems that you have freedom.
是的，看起来你是有自由。
But you also choose to leave God's protection.
可是你也是选择离开神的保护之下。
Because God is protection.
因为神就是一个保护者。
God is light.
神是光。
God is grace.
神是恩典。
The moment you choose that, I don't want your instruction, you're leaving, you're also leaving the protection.
当你选择要离开神的保护、神的光亮的时候，就等于你选择离开这个保护网。
Just like, can you imagine, outside Edmonton, 4 months ago, it was minus 40. Can you imagine, only 4 months ago?
就像你记不记得
I think we already, right?
4个月前的艾明顿是零下40度。
If you go outside for 10 minutes without proper clothing, you die. Frozen.
如果你去到外面没有穿上你最后的外套，你可能十分钟之后你就冻死了。
Right, but if you're inside, you are safe.
可是如果你待在里面，你是安全的。
You enjoy your home, you enjoy the heat.
你待在家里，享受家里的暖气。
You enjoy the food.
也享受家里的食物。
But you choose to leave the warmth of the house. You go outside, you're on your own.
可是如果你选择要离开这个温暖的家，你就是靠你自己了。
What do you choose today?
所以你今天选择什么呢
？The people at that time they have chosen to leave God.
那个时候的百姓，他们选择离开神。
And then the suffering come.
所以他们的苦难就来临了。
So when Jeremiah saw the suffering come in spirit, in vision, he cried for them.
所以当耶利米在这个异象当中看见百姓的离开，看见百姓的受苦，他就哭了。
Jeremiah didn't cry for himself.
耶利米并不是为自己哭。
He cried for the people.
他为百姓而掉泪。
Why people are so stupid?
为什么百姓要这么愚昧呢
？Why people are so stubborn?
为什么要这么顽固呢
？Why I told you, if you go this direction, you have suffering.
我已经告诉这些百姓，当你们离开神，走这个方向，你就要受苦的。
Why you don't listen?
为什么你们不听
？Why
为什么呢
？The prophet didn't understand.
先知完全不明白。
You know, sometimes when you look at your children, if the children rebel against you, don't listen to you, you're very worried.
有时候，当你劝告你的孩子，可是你的孩子完全不听你的话，你就为他们感到担忧。
You know, when your child is small, right, you're busy with the diaper, making meals, taking bath. You wish that they get older, they grown up.
当你的孩子还小的时候，你整天忙着喂奶、换尿布、帮他们洗澡，你希望他们长大，这样的情形就会好一些。
You tell them do this, eat this, sleep. Oh, they listen to you.
当他们长大一点，你告诉他们要吃这个，要早点睡觉，他们是听你话。
But when they grow up, they have their own will.
可是当他们长到更大的时候，他们有自己的想法。
You tell them don't do this. If they do this, wow, they get hurt. You really cry for them.
你告诉他们不要这么做，可是他们做了，然后受伤，你就为他们流泪了。
Because human being has free will, they can choose to listen to you or they choose to disobey you.
因为人们有自由意志，他可以选择要听你的或是不听你的。
Now we are the child that is growing up.
我们就是这样的孩子。
We are just like the teenager who have our own will. We don't want to listen to God.
我们就像一个青少年一样，有自己的自由意志，选择不听神的话。
Just like the people at the time, they are just like a teenager, very rebellious.
就像当时的百姓，他们就像青少年，他们是非常反叛的。
The prophet told them, you know, don't go to this direction. Change your way, repent, and return to God.
先知告诉他们，不要走这个方向，你们要改变自己，回转归向神。
But they don't want to listen.
可是他们完全不听。
And then the prophet already know what will happen if you do not listen.
那先知他也知道，当人们不愿意回转的时候，会发生什么事。
And then the prophet cried for them.
然后先知就为他们流泪了。
Today, if we have spiritual eyesight,
今天如果我们有属灵的眼光
，we will understand why some people suffer.
我们就会知道为什么有一些人不断的在受苦。
If we have spiritual eyesight, we also understand why the world suffer.
我们如果有属灵的眼光，我们也会知道为什么这个世界上有不断的苦难。
2 days ago, I looked at the news.
两天之前我看到有新闻。
There was a news picture competition, world press competition, 新闻摄影奖。
报纸有举办新闻摄影奖。
And then there was one picture that won the 2024 world press picture.
有一张照片就获得2024年的摄影大展。
I was very shocked. I was very impacted when I saw this picture.
当我看见这张照片，我是被大大的冲击了。
It was a Palestinian woman.
是一个巴勒斯坦的妇人。
She dressed, cover also her face.
她是完全把自己的脸罩住的。
And then she was holding a small person, a small child.
她是抱着一个小孩。
But this small child is a dead body.
可是他已经死了
wrapping the whole body
并且是全身都被包裹起来
it was and then the woman was holding her it's her niece
是她的侄女
and then she hold her like this her face did not cover
她的她是这样抱着她的
But the face is not covered.
可是他的脸没有盖起来。
I mean, the face is not revealed, it's covered.
哦，他的脸是被盖住的。
And then the girl, dead body also wrapped up.
那这个死掉的小女孩也是被包裹起来的。
The whole picture didn't show a face.
整张照片是没有显现出脸的。
But the message is very clear. There was so much grief when someone holding someone who is dead.
可是整张照片传达出非常强烈的悲伤，因为我们可以看见这个是一个悲伤的故事。
Because of the politics, because of the fighting.
因为政治还有这个冲突的原因。
So many ambitions, so many bitterness, so many animosity.
有很多的悲伤，还有
敌对，
这个敌对在这个整个世界当中。
People are killing each other because of hate.
人们因为恨而互相残杀。
Some people say, if God is there, why there is so much killing? Why there is so much suffering?
有些人会问，如果真的有神的话，为什么这个世界上出现这么多残酷的事情？
Why didn't he stop this from happening?
为什么神不阻止这一切发生呢？
Well, actually, if you look at it from another angle,
如果你是从另外一个方向来看的话，
actually, God gives every human being free will.
其实神给人是有自由意志。
And also, He gives us the word of God, the instruction.
同时他也给了我们他的指示。
If everyone choose to live by the word of God,
如果每一个人是遵循着神的话来生活的话，
choose to love, choose to forgive,
选择爱，选择原谅，
choose to repent his sin and come back to God,
选择悔改，选择回转，归向神，
and not choose to revenge, not choose to kill,
而不选择要来复仇，要来杀害别人。
And of course, there will be less trouble in this world.
那当然，这个世界上就会少了很多这样的患难。
But because people choose to disobey,
可是人们总是选择不听。
Choose to disobey God and His teaching,
并不听神的话，还有他的教训。
Go on His own way,
并且走自己爱走的道路。
Then at the end, you are bringing suffering for yourself, your family, your society, and everything.
最后你就为自己选择灭亡的道路。
So Jeremiah, why was he crying? What is his tears for?
所以耶利米到底他是为什么而哭呢？
He is crying for the suffering of the people.
他是为了受苦的百姓而掉泪。
Let's turn to Lamentation chapter 1.
我们翻到耶利米哀歌第一章。
After we read Jeremiah, we'll go into Lamentation.
当我们念完耶利米书，我们就会进入耶利米哀歌。
And the Lamentation is to talk about after the fall of Jerusalem,
耶利米哀歌就是提到当时的城墙城邑已经被毁了。
Then what happened?
那个时候会发生什么事？
And then Jeremiah continued to cry.
那个时候耶利米就继续掉眼泪。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 16.
我们来读耶利米哀歌第一章十六节。
Lamentation 1:16.
耶利米哀歌第一章十六节。
1, 2, 3. For these things I weep.My eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my spirit. My children are desolate, for the enemy has prevailed. Yes, at that time, the bad things already happened.
是的，那时候这些坏事已经发生了。
The city of Jerusalem already was destroyed.
耶路撒冷城已经被毁。
So Jeremiah could not help crying, crying, crying.
所以耶利米什么都不能做，只能哭。
Now the question is, does it have to be like that?
那问题就是，有必要走到这样的地步吗？
Does it have to be like this?
是真的有必要吗？
Actually, God gave the people a choice.
其实神是有给人选择权的。
God tell the people through Jeremiah.
神借着耶利米先知告诉百姓。
God told the king through Jeremiah.
神也借着耶利米先知告诉当时的王。
First of all, you repent, you come back to God.
第一，请你回转归向神。
Do not sin anymore, do not worship idol.
不要再犯罪，不要再拜偶像。
Put God first.
把神放在第一位。
Going back to the old ways.
走回古道。
Secondly.
第二。
You surrender to the king of Babylon.
你向着巴比伦王来投降。
Babylon, the king of Babylon are besieging the city.
当时巴比伦王会来攻打城市。
Because God allowed them to happen.
因为神允许这件事发生。
So you don't fight them.
所以不要跟他们打仗。
Because if you rely on your own might, you fight them, you'll never win.
因为当你靠着自己的军队，你想要打仗，你是永远不可能赢的。
God has already departed from you.
因为神已经与百姓分开了。
The only way you can survive is to go to surrender.
唯一能够存活的方法就是向这个巴比伦王来投降。
And then I will give you a lifeline.
那我就会为你留下生命。
I will give you an emergency exit.
我会给你开一条出路。
So this is what God said.
这就是神所说的话。
Repent and surrender.
悔改还有投降。
you will live.
你就必存活。
Well, but the people say you are joking, right?
所以当可是当时的百姓说
who are you?
你在开玩笑吧，你是谁啊？
Jeremiah, who are you? You talk like this, you are crazy.
耶利米，你凭什么讲这样的话呢？
How can Babylon defeat us?
巴比伦怎么可能这样攻灭我们呢？
We have the city, protect us. The city wall protect us.
我们有很高的城墙可以保护我们。
We can ask Egypt, we can send envoy to Egypt and asking for other country to help us.
我们可以差遣使者去到埃及，请他们帮助我们。
They try all the method, but except repent to God.
他们试了所有的方法，除了回转归向神。
I just don't want to return to God, but I will do everything else.
我就是不想回转归向神，可是我会试试所有的方法。
Do not laugh at them.
请你不要笑他们。
We are just like the people of Israelites.
我们常常就像以色列百姓。
Well, preacher or Bible, you talk like this, I don't want to listen to you.
当传道说话，当圣经对你说话的时候，你完全不想听。
It is not my problem.
你会说，这不是我的问题啊。
It is God, who is not fair.
这是神，他不公平啊。
Why you allow this to happen?
神，你为什么让这样的事发生呢？
I will do my own way.
所以我要用自己的方法。
I am smart.
我是聪明的。
I know how to do this.
我知道我要怎么做。
I know how to fix my problem.
我知道我要怎么解决问题。
I'll try everything, but not listen to you.
我就是要试所有的方法，可是我不听你的。
Sometimes we are just like this, so rebellious.
其实我们常常都是这样的叛逆。
Well, when the prophet of God saw this, and then he'll cry.
当先知看到这一些，他就哭了。
Then he knows what will happen.
因为他知道会发生的。
You know, sometimes you don't have to be a fortune teller. You know the future. If a person departed from the word of God, this will happen.
有时候你不需要当一个先见，因为一个人他如果悖逆不归向神，他的未来就是这样的。
So that's why Jeremiah now he cry again, cry again, cry again.
所以耶利米先知他就不断的哭泣又流泪。
So the question is, does it have to be like this?
所以问题就是有必要走到这样的地步吗？
It doesn't have to be like this.
其实是没有这个必要的。
If, when the prophet of God, when the word of God, try to tell you, don't go to this direction.
如果神的工人，一个先知告诉你不要走这条路。
Change yourself.
改变自己。
Repent.
请你悔改。
Come back to God.
回到神的面前。
There's a chance.
那就是你的机会。
Surrender, don't resist, don't resist the difficulties.
要记得要投降，不要一直坚持自己。
Do not be strong, do not prove yourself strong.
不要一直撑在那里，觉得自己还是不会倒的。
You have to be sovereign, lower yourself before the Lord.
你要在主面前柔软下来，谦卑下来。
And that is a way out.
这就是一条出路。
And that is the message of the prophet of Jeremiah.
那也是耶利米先知要告诉我们的。
But that message was fallen on deaf ears.
可是那个讯息就
没人听他的。
哦，没有人听他的。
So that's why Jeremiah cried and cried and cried.
所以耶利米先知只能一直的不断的哭泣。
Today, do we make the prophet cry?
今天我们是否让一位先知流泪呢？
Do we make the preachers and minister cry for you?
我们是不是让圣职人员让一位传道来为你哭泣呢？
And most importantly, do we allow the Holy Spirit? Do we let the Holy Spirit cry?
最重要的是，我们是否让圣灵也为我们流泪呢？
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们来翻到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
以弗所书四章三十节。
Ephesians 4:30.
以弗所书四章三十节。
It is a very important verse.
这是一节很重要的经节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
以弗所书四章三十节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. He said, do not grieve the Spirit of God.
这里讲到不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
Holy Spirit has feeling.
因为圣灵是有感觉的。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
因为圣灵是神的灵。
God is full of emotion.
神是有情绪的神。
Why do you have emotion?
为什么你有情绪呢？
Because we are created in God's image.
因为我们是照着神的形象造的。
We share God's emotion.
我们就可以分享到遗传到神的这些情绪。
Sometimes God is happy.
有时候神是开心的。
If you listen to him, if you're a very obedient child.
如果你是一个很听话的孩子，当然。
Just think about you are a parent. Why would you feel happy?
就像你是身为父母的人，为什么你会感到开心呢？
Right. Your happiness linked with your children.
因为你的喜怒是跟你的孩子息息相关的。
Wow, if your children listen to you, obey you.
如果你的孩子听你的话。
Walking in the right direction.
并且走在正道上。
You're very happy.
你就很开心。
If your children are very close to you.
如果一个孩子，你的孩子跟你非常亲近。
Oh, you're happy. You don't have to be rich, but you're happy.
你不用很有钱，可是你是高兴的。
If your children always care for you, love you.
如果你的孩子很爱你，常常想到你。
Always ask about you.
常常都会问候你。
You're happy.
那你当然是开心的。
Your children do not let you worry for him. You're happy.
如果你的孩子不让你担心，那你当然是心里很欣慰的。
But sometimes God will be very sad.
可是有时候神是伤心的。
Now think about you as a parent. Why will you feel sad?
那想一想，你身为父母的人，你为什么会感到难过呢？
Your children don't want to talk to you.
譬如说你的孩子不跟你说话。
Right.Whenever they talk to you, is they call you asking for money.
他们唯一跟你讲话的时候就是要钱的时候。
After they got what they want, they disappear.
当他们得到他们要的，他们就离开了。
You are not so happy.
那你就没办法高兴了。
Right. Or worse is your children do something make you very sad.
更糟的是，如果你的孩子做了一些让你伤心的事情。
Right. They do drugs.
譬如说去吸毒。
They get arrested by the police.
譬如说被警察抓起来。
And then they do bad things, harming themselves and others.
他们做了坏事，伤害自己，去伤害别人。
And of course, you feel very sad for them.
当然，你会为他们感到非常的难过。
Or they rebel against you.
或者是他们很叛逆。
You feel angry.
你就会感到很生气。
So as a parent, now if you choose to be a parent, you better be prepared.
所以，如果今天你愿意选择来当一个父母。
Don't think the baby is very cute and you're happy. After a few years, you'll know.
不要现在只觉得宝宝很可爱。过几年你就知道。
After a few years, no more cute.
过几年之后就没那么可爱。
Nowadays, don't have to wait for teenager. 2 years old, 3 years, rebel already.
现在不用等到他们成为青少年，两三岁他就会让你很头痛。
The will, the human will come out.
因为他的自由意志就慢慢展现出来。
In the past, the baby are very die, really, they don't know things. Nowadays, all baby very smart.
在过去的年代，可能宝宝看起来都是呆呆的，可是现在的宝宝都非常的聪明。
Why? Because too many nutrition, too many entertainment, too many stimulation.
为什么呢？因为现在刺激很多，而且营养也很多。
Too much attention.
而且也很得到很多人的关爱。
And then you ask them everything, right? When with baby, you ask them, "Do you want this? Do you want that?"
而且你问他很多，让他选择。你问他，你想要这个吗？想要那个吗
？They don't know how to talk. They say they know.
他们可能还不太会说话，可是他们知道怎么拒绝你。
In the old days, you don't eat, the parents say go away. You don't eat, so many siblings want to eat.
在过去的年代、
right?
可能你不吃没关系，你的兄弟姐妹都要吃。
10 siblings fighting for one dish of chicken leg.
可能十个弟兄、兄弟姐妹他们抢着一盘的鸡肉。
You are slower, you don't get any food.
只要你稍微慢一点，你就抢不到食物了。
Right? You don't have choice. You have to survive.
所以你想要生存下去，你是没有选择的。
But now one child, 10, you know, grandpa, grandma, mother, father, everybody ask you, do you want this? Do you want this? No, I don't want.
可是现在的小孩是一个小孩，就有十个大人来给他。
Of course, get spoiled.
当然，他们是被宠坏了。
And the parent don't scold the child.
而且
don't hit the child.
而且父母不打不骂孩子。
Oh, the children become king.
所以孩子在家里就为王了。
So you help them to become more rebellious when they grow up.
所以你是在帮他、成长为更叛逆的人。
When we were small, if we don't listen, pia, don't have to talk. Parent just pia like this.
所以当我们小的时候，如果不听话，父母一巴掌就打下来了。
But of course, we should not abuse the children physically, of course.
当然，我们不应该在肉体上随便打他们。
But we have to teach them, we have to scold them.
可是该管教的时候，我们是要管教他们。
Don't let them choose whatever they want. They're too small, no choice, just follow.
不要让他们选择他们想要什么不想要什么他们还太小应该要听父母的。
Because the view is too strong.
因为他们的自我意识太强。
Now when you have the view too strong, you don't want to listen.
当你的自我意识太强的时候你就不听话。
And then if you do not listen, you do something stupid, then you make your parent grieve.
那当你不听话的时候你就只会做自己想做的事而让你的父母伤心。
Right nowadays, so many teenagers already make their parent very, very sad.
所以现代的青少年是让父母非常的头痛。
Especially those family growing up, the children, they don't have instruction, they don't have the word of God in their mind.
特别是
some parents, they don't have the word of God in their heart.
有一些父母他们心里是没有神的话。
They don't know how to teach the children.
所以他们不知道怎么教孩子。
And then children also do not have the word of God.
那孩子心里也没有神的话。
There's no ruler, there's no standard.
所以没有一个标准，好像没有一把尺。
And then the society teach them to do whatever they want. Grow up, be what you want to be.
那社会上的教育是告诉他、做你自己，做你自己喜欢做的事。
They are called the education of love.
他们说这是爱的教育。
Have you heard about that term, education of love?
有没有听过这句话？是叫做爱的教育。
Don't scold them, don't demand them.
不要骂他们。
Don't request them.
不要要求他们。
Don't criticize them.
不要责骂他们。
Let them choose.
让他们选择。
Let them be what they want to be.
让他们选择自己喜欢的东西。
Sometimes I think why people like this.
有时候我会觉得奇怪，怎么会这样呢？
Why so small? Why do you let them to choose?
他们还这么小，为什么你要让他选呢？
For example, do you want them to choose to eat or not?
譬如说你想要吃吗？
Why do you ask them? Just give them food, finish it within 10 minutes. Otherwise, take away.
你不用问他要不要吃，你就给他食物，十分钟之后收走就好了。
You are hungry until next meal. See whether you're hungry, eat or not.
如果你现在不饿，那我们就看看下一餐你吃不吃。
Next meal you don't eat? Okay, wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow.
那如果下一餐你也不饿，那没关系，我们等明天。
See whether you're hungry or the food was winning.
我们看看你是能够撑到什么时候。
Sometimes we give them too many choice.
有时候你给他们太多选择了。
So then they will grieve you when they grow up.
所以当他们长大的时候，就会让你伤心。
Very soon, very fast.
很快的，这一天就来。
So this one, sometimes we grieve the Spirit of God.
所以有时候我们是让圣灵担忧的。
God love us, give us freedom.
神爱我们，所以给我们自由意志。
But sometimes we make God's spirit very sad.
可是有时候我们让神的圣灵非常的伤心。
So we have to think, are we making God's spirit sad?
所以我们要想一想，我们是不是有曾经让圣灵担忧
呢？ If you're already making him sad,
如果你已经让他担心了，
do not make him sad anymore.
不要再让他继续伤心了。
Because you're just like a child, if you make your parents sad, your future is also very sad.
因为一个孩子，如果今天你让你的父母非常伤心，你的未来也是令人担忧的。
Isn't it?
是不是这样呢？
You make your parents sad, that means you go in the wrong direction.
今天你让你父母伤心、担心，就表示你是走在错误的道路上。
In the future, you also will be very sorry for yourself for your choice today.
未来你也会非常遗憾，今天你选择这样的道路。
You know, do not think that, oh, God is very sad, I'll be very happy.
不要想说以为今天我让神伤心，可是其实我是开心的。
When God is very sad, you also will not enjoy happiness.
当神担心、伤心的时候，你也不会享受到高兴、快乐的。
So when the tears of the prophet are shedding,
所以当先知在流泪的时候
，When God is sad for you,
当神为你伤心、担忧的时候
，What must we do?
我们要怎么做呢
？Let's turn back to Jeremiah.
我们翻回耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 14.
14章
Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 20
耶利米书14章20节
Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 20
耶利米书14章20节
Chapter 14 verse 20
14章20节
Let's read together
我们一起读
1, 2, 3
耶和华 我们承认自己的罪恶
O Lord,
和我们
and the iniquity of our fathers,
因我们得罪了你
For we have sinned against youThis is the second reason why Prophet Jeremiah was crying.
这就是先知流泪的第二个原因。
Not only he saw the people suffering,
并不只是他看见百姓受苦。
But now he wants to repent to God and say sorry to God.
现在他想要悔改归向神。
When he represents the people to pray to God and offer intercession,
当他代替百姓献上悔罪的祷告。
He also cried.
他也一边流泪。
Wow, this is a very touching part.
这是一个非常令人感动的一幕。
Now think about this, right? Jeremiah didn't sin himself, but he also repented to God because of the sin of the people.
我们可以想一想，耶利米本身并没有犯罪，可是他为百姓献上祷告的时候，他是用悔改的态度来祷告。
And he said, we sin against you, right? We acknowledge our weaknesses.
而且他说我们承认自己的罪孽。
And it's our iniquity. We have sinned against you.
是因为我们自己的罪孽，我们得罪了你。
Now, why didn't Jeremiah say, you know, God, they sinned against you?
为什么耶利米不这么祷告，说神啊，是他们得罪了你。
They are bad. They deserve it.
他们不好，他们是活该。
So please forgive them.
所以请你原谅他们。
Why didn't Jeremiah say this?
为什么耶利米没有这样祷告？
He could have said this because personally he didn't offer sacrifice to idols.
因为他本身是没有去敬拜偶像。
He didn't kill people.
他也没有去杀人。
He himself is quite good. Otherwise, God would not use him as a prophet.
他个人的生活是非常的圣洁的，要不然神不会用他来当先知。
Then why did he say we sin?
那为什么他要祷告说是我们得罪了你？
This is called the collective feeling, the belonging of the group.
那这就是为众人代罪祈求的祷告。
Yes, I personally, I did not sin.
是的，我个人没有犯罪。
But my country sin.
可是我的国家得罪了你。
Right? Now, do you belong to your country?
请问你属于你的国家吗？
Right, for example, if you carry Canadian passport.
譬如说今天你拿着加拿大护照。
Are you part of Canada?
请问你是不是加拿大的一部分？
You cannot say, oh, Canada, they are bad. No, they. Well, you're also Canadian. You're part of it. Unless you're foreigner, you don't belong here.
你不能说，哦，加拿大这个国家很不好，因为其实你自己是拿加拿大护照，你就属于这里的一份子。
Right. So whenever what happened to Canada, well, we are part of it.
所以不管发生在加拿大是什么事情，我们都有一份。
The country good or bad, we are part of it.
这个国家是好是坏，我们都有一份。
We cannot say they Canada, they, right? We are living here, you carry Canada passport.
我们不能说他们不好，他们这个国家不好，因为我们是住在这里拿加拿大护照的人。
So Jeremiah said, I am part of the country.
所以耶利米说，我是属于这个国家。
My country sinned against God.
当我的国家犯罪得罪神。
I have responsibility.
我是有责任的。
Now this is a very important concept.
这是一个很重要的观念。
You don't detach yourself from other people's weaknesses.
我们不能把自己从别人的软弱当中抽离。
If you detach yourself,
如果你是把自己抽离，
you always pointing finger to other people.
你永远都是手指头指着别人。
Oh, you, why don't you change?
啊，你啊，为什么不改变？你也是。
If you do this, you will never change. You will never make any difference.
如果你总是这样做，那这个情况是不会进步的。
If you do this, your prayer will not touch God.
如果你是这样的态度，你的祷告也不会感动神。
Because God said you are condemning other people. Why should I listen to you?
因为神会说，你总是为别人定罪，那我为什么要听你的祷告？
Jeremiah said, you know, he cried. He cried for himself. He cried for his country.
耶利米在这里是为自己而哭，为他的百姓国家而哭。
So this touched God because I am part of the problem.
这样的祷告就感动了神，因为他承认我是在这个问题里面的一部分。
Pray attention.
所以请大家注意。
If you want to solve the problem,
如果你想要解决问题，
you have to admit you are part of the problem.
你要承认你是这个问题的一部分。
If you do not admit you are part of the problem, you'll never solve the problem.
因为如果你不承认自己是问题的一部分，这个问题是永远解决不了的。
For example, if we are couples,
譬如说我们是夫妻。
If my relationship, my wife is not good,
譬如说我们夫妻之间的关系不好。
Or your relationship with the husband is not good,
或者是妻子对丈夫的态度不好。
Maybe we are fighting,
譬如说我们吵架。
Arguing so much,
常常都在吵。
Or I don't want to talk to her, I withdraw myself,
譬如说我不想跟她说话。
A cold war.
打冷战。
Whether a nuclear war or a cold war.
不管是打冷战还是打核子战。
Nuclear war is I'm throwing things at her, right? This is called nuclear war. Or she is throwing water to me.
譬如说打核子战争在夫妻之间就是互相丢东西。
Cold war, one week I don't talk to her.
如果打冷战就是一个礼拜不说话。
I don't go home.
或者是不回家。
So these two wars are no good.
这两种战争都不好。
But if it's happening,
可是如果这样发生了
I feel pain, right? My children also suffer.
我本身感到很痛苦，我的孩子也是在受苦。
Now I pray to God.
现在我跟神祷告。
Oh God, why do you give me a wife like this?
神啊，你为什么给我这样的太太呢？
She's unreasonable.
她是一个不讲理的人。
Or the wife praying, why? God, this husband like this, no use.
或者是太太向神祷告说，神啊，我的先生这么没用。
I cannot respect him.
我是没有办法尊敬他的。
Okay, we all praying for each other, praying to God to accuse each other.
譬如说我们两个人都这样向神祷告，去控告对方。
I pray to God, change him, change her, change, change, change.
我们都向神祷告说，神啊，求你改变他。
Wow, God look at down from up there and say, wow, you are prayer war. Not only cold war, hot war, also prayer war.
神从上面看下来就觉得、right? 哇，你们不只打核子战争或是打冷战，你们还打祷告战争。
You tell me to punish him and then I tell him to punish her or change her.
你们两个都向我祷告说要去惩罚对方。
God said I will leave you alone.
神就不会听祷告，会说你们两个都等着吧。
Because you don't seem to find you are the part of the problem.
因为你不承认自己也是问题的一部分。
You are, because Bible, according to the Bible, husband and wife are one body.
因为根据圣经，夫妻是一体的。
You are one person in God's eyes, one body. Two become one.
你们两个成为一体之后，在神眼里就是一个人。
So yes, there's problem.
是的，是有问题。
Every marriage has problem.
每一对婚姻里面都有一点问题。
But if the husband and wife can humble themselves and tell God, God, please, we have problem.
可是如果夫妻跪下来祷告的时候是向神承认说神啊我们有问题、
oh, yeah, we have weaknesses.
我们有软弱
Yes, it's your husband's weaknesses.
是的可能是你先生的软弱
Or it's your wife's weaknesses.
或者是你的太太的软弱
But when you are praying, you are not accusing, you are not criticizing, you are not condemning.
可是当你祷告的时候你没有在祷告里为对方定罪或者是控告对方
God, please help us, it is our problem.
你向神祷告说神啊是我们的问题请你帮助我
Even cry and pray for your problem.
甚至要流泪为你的问题而祷告
Verse 20, let's read verse 20 again. Very important.
我们再来读二十节一次
One,
这很重要
We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do you see this verse so wonderful?
有没有看见这一节的美好
We acknowledge our wickedness.
我们承认自己的软弱。
The prophet did not say, I recognize their wickedness.
先知没有说我承认他们的软弱。
It's we.
是我们。
When we can put down ourselves, when we cry for our weaknesses, God will listen to us.
当我们可以放下自己承认我们的软弱和罪恶神就会听我们的祷告。
Same as we are as a group, as a church of God, as a body of Christ.
现在我们在神的眼中也是神的身体是神的教会
Yes, the church sometimes can have problems and weaknesses
是的教会有时候也有问题也有软弱
Because we are made up of people who are having so many weaknesses
因为我们就是一群软弱的人而组成
But when we pray for the church
可是如果我们为教会祷告
You know, just like Paul when he prayed for the church
就像保罗当他为教会祷告的时候
He prayed as if this is his own body This is his own family
他为教会祷告的时候就像为自己的家人为自己的身体祷告一样
this is his own family he prayed for the family
他是为自己的家庭在祷告
he loved his church
他很爱自己的教会
oh Lord please help us we are weak
主啊求你帮助我们因为我们很软弱
for example if you see the church is lacking love
譬如说你看见教会缺乏爱、
oh, you don't say point a finger oh, this person no love, no love, no love why they do not show hospitality to me
我们就不要手指指着别人说这些人都没有爱因为他们都不爱我
Why they don't say hi to me?
为什么你不跟我打招呼呢
Why they don't talk to me?
为什么那个人不跟我说话呢
No, we don't say that.
我们不这么说
We pray to God.
我们向神祷告
We lack love, O Lord.
主啊我们都很缺乏爱
Help me to bring love. Help me to show love first.
求你帮助我能够第一个时间来显出我的爱
Help me to do what I'm lacking.
求主帮助我能够做我该做的
If you cry for your own weaknesses.
如果你流泪，为自己的软弱而流泪吧。
Don't look at other people. Why other people don't do this and that?
不要看其他人说为什么他不这么做。
Oh, and then God will listen to your prayer because your tears, the tears of the prophet or the righteous person touch God.
那么你的祷告就会感动了神，因为一个会流泪的先知，一个会流泪的祷告者，他是可以感动到神的。
Jeremiah's tears has touched God.
耶利米的眼泪是感动了神。
And then God told him, your tears will be remembered.
然后神就告诉耶利米，你的眼泪是会被纪念的。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们翻到耶利米书31章。
Verse 16.
16节。
Jeremiah 31:16.
耶利米书31章16节。
Jeremiah 31:16.
耶利米书31章16节。
One, two, three.
一起读。
Thus says the Lord, keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. For there's a reward for your work, declares the Lord.They shall come back from the land of the enemy. Here God gave Jeremiah a very comforting promise.
这里神给先知一个非常安慰的。
I know you've been crying for the people.
我知道你是一直在为百姓流泪的。
I know you're repenting for the sin of your sin and your people's sin.
我知道你是在悔改，是为了自己，为了百姓的罪。
I know you're very sad because you know.You foresee that the children of God will be in exile and be in a foreign land.
我知道你很难过，因为你看见了未来神的百姓会被掳，会受苦。
But I promise you.
可是我应许。
Your tears will not go unanswered.
你的眼泪并不会不被纪念。
He said, for there is a reward for your work.
因为你所做之功必有赏赐。
What did he do?
他做什么呢？
He didn't do much.
他并没有做很多。
But he cry and pray, cry and pray.
他就是一直的流泪、哭泣、祷告。
Pray for himself, pray for the people, pray for God to have mercy.
为自己祷告，为这个国家祷告，求神怜悯。
And they shall come back from the land of the enemy.
所以他们会从被掳之地归回。
They shall come back.
他们会回来的。
Today, some of us are not here.
今天有些人并不在这里。
Some of our children, maybe they left the church.
有一些我们的孩子已经离开教会。
Because they are weak.
因为他们很软弱。
Some of the members, they have left the church.
有一些信徒也已经离开教会。
Because they are weak.
因为他们很软弱。
But do not give them up.
可是不要放弃。
Keep praying for them.
我们要继续为他们祷告。
When you so care for them, even sometimes you shed tears.
当你非常的担忧他们的时候，有时候你是会流泪的。
But here God promised us.
可是这里神应许我们。
Okay, keep your voice from weeping. It's enough.
不要再哭了。
Your eyes from tears.
不要再流泪。
For there's a reward for your work.
因为你所做之功必有赏赐。
Your prayer every single day for them.
你每天为他们所做的祷告。
For the lost sheep.
为了民羊。
In our church, we have some lost sheep, huh?
是的，我们教会里有民羊。
If you are sitting here today, thank God. Every week you are here, you thank God.
如果你今天坐在这里，感谢神；如果你每周都来，也感谢神。
But some of us were here, but now they are not here.
可是有些人是在这里，可是他们人不在。
Pray for them.
我们要为他们祷告。
Keep contact with them.
要继续跟他们联络。
And then encourage them.
并且鼓励他们。
And even cry for them.
也可以为他们流泪祷告。
But one day, God will say, I will bring them back.
可是有一天，神说，我要带他们回来。
This is your reward.
这就是你的赏赐。
The tears of the prophet.
这个流泪的先知。
Touch God.
可以感动神。
The tears of yours.
今天你所流的泪。
Also can touch God.
也可以感动神。
If you want to change, God will help you to change.
如果你愿意改变，神会帮助你改变。
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗
506
首。